until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show With No Name on Vaughan Radio. Remember to join us on Grupo Vaughan's Instagram if you want to participate in real time. If not, you can always listen on the Vaughan Radio app or get us wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, there are tons of shows, starting with Richard Vaughan. Let me see if I can go through all of them. We got Richard Vaughan Live. We got Fitz with No Excuses. Alberto Alonso, you know that guy? Yeah, The Show With No Name. After that, you've got Seaman a Holiday. Then you've got The Lunchtime Show with Rob and Andrea. After that, you've got Tosh Pasqua and Back to Basics. And then you got Kyle Miller with Drive Time. I know I'm missing a couple. Oh, and Saturdays, you got Speaking Football with Ruben Palomero and Tommy Hay. Tons of new content every single day to help you guys not just learn English, but get excited about learning English. Get hooked on learning English. And I know that if you listen to my colleagues, my friends, my coworkers, you will get hooked on their teaching style as well, because they're all awesome. In fact, I tell you guys, I've told you this on many occasions. You know who taught me? Fitz. So, there you go. And his show is on the air before mine. And I think it's the perfect warm-up. If you spend that hour with Fitz on No Excuses, you come to the show with no name in the right mindset. Mentalidad, ¿no? Pensando correcto. In the right mindset. So, there's your challenge for tomorrow. Warm up with Fitz and then come and participate here on the show with no name and see if you feel more warmed up. See if it actually did something for you. I guarantee it will. All right. Well, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite here, guys. This is the third listen, and hopefully somebody will get all of it perfectly. Kubla, you are one word off, I think. All right, here we go, my amigos. Write down what you hear.
I was thrilled when I came across that scene in I think maybe not the first draft, but the second draft. And because you have to know it is the scene or a scene like that that our audience are going to be looking for. They're going to want that to happen. It's a no-brainer.
All right, guys, there you go. That's the third listen. You've got one more chance. Okay, Kubla, you got it now. All right. He's like, I'm going to get it. I mean, I got all of it almost. That was the word. Good job, buddy. A nice round of applause. Let's give him a nice round of applause. Kubla with today's Say What soundbite. Great job, buddy. Great job. And remember, you guys still have one more chance to get it all down. But right now, it's time for another section, a section where we learn English at the movies.
Name that movie.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And remember, there's a great way to improve your English, your listening, your vocabulary, and that is obviously seeing movies. So check out some movies this summer if you have some downtime. Some downtime is otra forma de decir tiempo libre. All right, so my amigos, let's see, should I give you the trailer? Let me take a look at the trailer over here. Yeah, I'm going to give you the trailer first, and then what we'll do is we'll give you a scene from it. Okay, here we go. A noble underachiever and a beautiful valedictorian fall in love the summer before she goes off to college. It's a pretty simple plot. Trama bastante sencilla, right? It doesn't seem too complicated there. So a noble is noble. Right? A noble underachiever. Let's take a look at this word. So to achieve is lograr algo. So if somebody is an underachiever, it means they're always falling short. Underachiever. I think of Bart Simpson. Underachiever. Manta pone aquí. Persona que no se desempeña correctamente. Pero pone manta, blanket aquí. ¿Es un double trouble en español? Underachiever. And an overachiever? Well, let's see how you would translate it, but it's somebody who does more than it's expected of them. Persona que sobresale. Evidentemente, el verbo es to achieve, lograr. ¿Y logros? Achievements. Y así todo el día. If we play with words, we'll get much more than just the noun or the adjective or the verb, but maybe we can get all three from the same root. So play with words. As I always tell you guys. So, this is a noble underachiever and a beautiful valedictorian. Now, a valedictorian is the person in your school with the highest grades. Okay, las notas más altas. And they fall in love in the summer. Sounds like a typical summer romance there. Before she goes off to college. Antes de que ella vaya a Universidad. And ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we've got some winners over here. Give it up for your classmates, Born to Iron Man. Jason Jai and Nata. That's right, folks. The movie is called Say Anything. And be careful, because over here, Born to Iron Man, he wrote it correctly. Say Anything. Mayúscula, mayúscula. General rule, guys, when we're doing book or movie titles, the important words are capitalized. So you don't have to capitalize first and last word and the important word. So you don't have to capitalize and or the, unless it's the first, you know, again, the first word. But in this case, Say Anything, both words are important. So we would capitalize, empezar con. I know it's different in Spanish, right? ¿Cómo hacéis capitalization of titles? Yo creo que la primera es mayúscula y lo demás no, ¿no? So, Good Will Hunting. En inglés son tres palabras en mayúscula. Good Will Hunting, right? Doesn't matter because they're all important words. So, Say Anything. Di lo que sea. I like it. Marta says, yes. If, for example, you're bad at a sport, it is said, eres una manta o un paquete. Well, that's interesting because I know the word manta, obviously, is blanket. But I didn't know it was used in this sense. I've heard eres un paquete, but ahora lo voy a usar. Thank you. Eres un manta. Y no se dice una manta. I guess that's how you know that that you're not talking about a blanket. Kubla says only the first letter is capitalized in Spanish. That's why I wanted to point it out. Exactly. So you guys, you do your capitalization a little bit different with movie and book titles. You also do it a little bit different as well. There are some things, I'll point this out now is a good time. Our days of the week, our months, our nationalities and languages, those are capitalized. The reason I tell you that, is because I know in Spanish they're not. So make sure when you put April in English, you start it with a capital letter. Make sure when you put Tuesday in English, you start it with a capital letter. All right, my amigos. So let's take a look then over here at this movie called Say Anything. Di lo que sea, lo que quieras. Well, firstly, this was the directorial debut of Cameron Crowe. And who is Cameron Crowe? Well, he's responsible for Almost Famous, Jerry Maguire, Vanilla Sky, Singles, and many, many more. But this was his first directorial debut, right? The first time he directed something. And it's kind of one of these movies that, you know, is a cult classic, but it's not like his greatest work. You know what I'm saying? But it's got one of the greatest lines in 2007. Premiere Magazine, which is a movie magazine, they rated the top movie lines, the top 100 movie lines. And one of the lines from this movie made it into that list. And I think it's a funny line. Ready? It's muy ochentera. It's very 80s. I gave her my heart and she gave me a pen. Excellent. Excellent stuff. You can't get more 80s than that. And if you've ever seen this movie, there's a dojo scene, okay? A dojo is where they do karate. Well, if you'll notice, it's the same dojo that they use in Karate Kid. I know there are people who watch movies just to see if they recognize the sets, el atrezo, and it's the same one. And this happens in a lot of movies. You're like, espera, eso es el core de Back to the Future. And many times it is. So, because they have a set and then they build certain things, but certain things they'll just keep up. So this is a classic 80s film. It came out in 89, so right at the end of the 80s. You could even maybe consider it a 90s movie even at that point. Directed by Cameron Crowe, written by Cameron Crowe. And that's interesting because his name is spelt the same as Russell Crowe, right? C-R-O-W-E. Pero no sé por qué muchos decís Russell Crowe, you say, I think, Crowe, right? It's Crowe, Crowe, como cuervo, más o menos, right? No, no, más o menos, igual. La E es muda al final, so Cameron Crowe, Russell Crowe. Are they related? I have no idea. I imagine they're not. And this stars John Cusack. I remember John Cusack being in every 80s movie. Even his sister, Joan Cusack, was in a lot of these movies. So let's take a look at the scene from this movie, Say Anything. Born to Iron Man says, "Say anything, un gran amor en España. And digan lo que quieran en Hispanoamérica." Interesting. I love to hear the way they change the movie titles. Let's see. Jimmy James, Back to the Future is my favorite movie. Oh, you can't do that, Jimmy James. You just stole my favorite. All right, let's take a look at Say Anything. Diane Court says, "You don't like old people, do you? No te gustan los ancianos, la gente mayor, no?" He says, "Me? Sure I do. Claro que sí. Sure I do." And Diane says, "Come on. Venga ya. Come on. All right. Muy importante el tono. Come on. Come on. You know. Because one thing is, like I say to my daughter, come on, Lara. Come on. Like, let's go. And the other thing is, oh, come on. Like, I don't believe you kind of thing. This is the second one. Oh, come on. And then Lloyd says, except for one thing. He says, "I used to work at a smorgasbord." Now, what is a smorgasbord? I don't think you see these in Spain. Vamos a ver cómo lo traducen. A smorgasbord is a buffet, but it's like a meat buffet, I think. It reminds me of like a German style buffet. And they were very popular. I remember these being very popular when I was a kid in the United States. So he says, "I used to work at a smorgasbord, and the old people, okay, la gente mayor, would flock there." Now, again, let's talk about this. Old people doesn't sound good, but remember, he's criticizing them. You could say elderly people, and it sounds a lot better than old people. So it's your choice of words, you know, because remember, you're going to be elderly one day, too. So do you want people to call you old or elderly? Elderly sounds better. Like a fine wine, right? Like, that's what I always say. So I used to work at a smorgasbord, and the old people would flock there. And to flock is to just go, and a lot of them going at the same time. I think you say eat en masa, to flock, F-L-O-C-K. They would flock there, and they love to eat. Y aman esto de comer. They love to eat. And they just jammed their mouths, to jam is atascar, right? They jammed their mouths, you know? And they would just eat with their mouths open. Y comer con la boca abierta. Eat with their mouths open. You know? And it's just too much for me, right? Y es demasiado para mí. It's just too much for me. I mean, you know, estas son muletillas en inglés. I mean, you know, you get to be thinking about how short life is. Empiezas a pensar about how short life is, lo corto que es la vida, and how maybe everything has no meaning, sentido, because you wake up and you're frying burgers. Y estás, te despiertas un día y estás friando, trabajando en una hamburguesería. And then, he says, then you're like 60 and 70, and then, you know, you check out. To check out is irte. It's, yes, it's from a hotel, but I think here they mean to check out of life. Hasta luego. And he goes, you know, what are you doing? He says, ¿Qué estás haciendo? And he goes, and I just don't need to think about those kind of things, right? Well, this guy sounds like he's got some major issues. And he goes, so that's the reason I was, but I'm not sure I'm right about any of that. So he's saying that, you know, the reason he doesn't like elderly people is because he worked with them. And then Diane answers, well, I think that's ageism. And ageism is discriminating against somebody because of their age, right? It happens a lot of times in the professional workplace. Somebody will be discriminated against because of their age. It's called ageism. And that's being prejudiced, okay? And to be prejudiced is to be intolerant of other people. You're prejudging, prejudice. It comes from the word prejudge. And that's being prejudiced against people because they're old. Maybe their mouths don't work as well as yours. So obviously here she's putting him in his place. She's saying, okay, are you done with your rant? To rant es como tu tangente o despotrico. No sé qué sería el sustantivo, ¿no? But de que despotrica sobre tal cosa. So, and she got him. She's like, yeah, okay, are you done now? That's ageism and your prejudice. So if you're trying to impress me with that, it's not gonna work. I see Born to Iron Man is putting all the dialogue down. Wow, great job, buddy. All right, well, let's move on, though, to another challenge where we look at words that tend to be a bit tricky. It's called homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And this is where I'm going to give you two words. And I want you guys to tell me, A, what the words are. And B, do they sound exactly the same or not? Now, the first word is confianza. But not confidence. Not confianza en sí mismo. Confianza como confiar en otro. Tener fe en otro, ¿no? Confío en ti. Ese verbo, okay? Confiar. Very important to know this word as well. Confianza también es el sustantivo. So es el verbo, es el sustantivo, okay? That's the first word. The second word now is atado. It would be atado, o muchas veces lo usamos para hablar de puentes. Un puente soporte, entonces, de estructura, right? So, it would be the word soporte o estructura con ED, para descubrir este puente. And I believe that this is going to be a new word for many of you guys. También lo usamos para una gallina, un pollo. When you make chicken in the oven, tienes que atarlo. Okay, so then the chicken is atado. And it's not tied. It's another word that we're looking for here. Okay? Y el estilo de puente, entonces puede ser, es un puente del estilo armadura. Es lo que pone aquí. I'm not an expert on bridges in Spanish. I'll apologize for that right now. So, what are those two words? So, how would you say, no me fío de los puentes de armadura? Okay? Let's see. Claudia is the first one to participate. Let's take a look at what Claudia put. Okay, Claudia, those are the two words. Excellent job. Excellent job. And Claudia says they sound alike. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So the first word, confiar, confianza. And the second one, armadura, un puente con armadura. Pero sería el adjetivo. Kubla says those are the words. He agrees with Claudia. And he says, and they're homophones. They sound the same. Okay, atado, también, como te digo, es una forma de hablar, bridar, atar, bridar. So, atado, bridado, me lo acabo de, ¿no? Cuando hablamos de un pájaro que va al horno o algo así, okay? And then again, I said, we hear it a lot when we talk about a specific style of bridges, okay? And here it says, puente de armadura, okay? So right now, my students are saying, everybody's saying that they're homophones. Nata agrees, and Jason Jai agrees as well. Okay, I don't trust, vamos a decirlo y vosotros me decís, I don't trust bridges. Yes. Trust me, they sound the same. So the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, and the word trust, T-R-U-S-S-E-D, sound exactly the same. Embridado, thank you. Son palabras mayores aquí. Well, as I said, you know, in this section, usually what happens is either you know both words, you know just one word, or you don't know any of the words. In either case, we'll review these words, and more importantly, in this section, I think the key is not just the words, but the pronunciation of those words. And again, how important is pronunciation and associating and rhyming words? That's how I learned them. That's how I learned words in English. So care rhymes with stare, rhymes with bear, rhymes with lair, rhymes with Claire, until you've got like tons of words that rhyme. And you do peach rhymes with beach, leech, you know, until you're like, oh, I got a lot of rhyming words. And then after that, of course, well, you can become a rapper. Why not? And folks, that's our segue, transición, into a section we call Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And let me see. I'm going to take a look at this one, and I'm going to rate it. To rate is valorar o tasar. Great word to know. Valoración is a rating, so to rate, valorar. So I think this one, I'm going to give it a 5, right in the middle, right? This one's not going to be too tough. But it's not going to be a breeze either. We'll see when we see how many people get it right. So, as always, I'm going to give you this translation. You have to use the same word twice. And check your grammar. Check that you've got the commas where you need the commas. And the periods where you need the periods. Because I've seen people get it right and then forget the period. And then it's not right. So, remember, The devil is in the details. Here we go. Oh, and you know what? We have to go to a commercial break in a minute, so I'll tell you what. Don't give us the answer yet. It's perfect. It'll give you some time to think it over. To think it over is darle unas vueltas. Piensa, makes sense. Over and over, pensarlo de nuevo. See, I love it when phrasal verbs make sense. Think it over. You'll have a minute or two during the commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll take a look at this. We also have Name That Lyric. We have famous birthdays, jokes, and much, much more. So you're not going to want to miss the last part of today's show. Here's today's double trouble. Good luck, my amigos. Vas a tragarte tus palabras cuando ves que está a un minuto en línea recta. Whoa. So vas a tragarte o vas a tragar tus palabras. Mejor, ¿no? I think, en vez de reflexivo. Vas a tragar tus palabras cuando ves que está a un minuto en línea recta. That is today's double trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So stick around.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com. Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupoabaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupoabaugan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of today's show, which I can't believe we've already gone through 3 sections of today's show. So let's get right back into it with today's double trouble. No, we'll look at the double trouble in a moment. Let's start with the say what soundbite for the fourth and final time. Guys, write down what you hear.
I was thrilled when I came across that scene in I think maybe not the first draft, but the second draft. And because you have to know it is the scene or a scene like that that our audience are going to be looking for. They're going to want that to happen. It's a no-brainer.
All right, guys, that was the fourth listen, and we are going to listen to that in a little bit to find out who it is and what they're talking about, where it's from, and all that fun stuff. However, right now we need to solve our double trouble. And as I said, I think it was pretty tough today. Let's take a look. ¿Vas a tragar tus palabras cuando ves que está a un minuto en línea recta? All right, so Born to Iron Man said you're going to eat crow. Well, guess what? Born to Iron Man, so far, it's right. Because that was the one I was thinking of. To eat crow, comer cuervo. What? To eat crow means toma ya, eat your words, come tus palabras. Right? So you're going to eat crow when you realized, or when you realize, no, cuando te das cuenta en presente, it's a minute far distance as the... Born to Iron Man, la segunda parte ahí, no es... I know where you're going, and you got... Let's put it this way. Born to Iron Man, you got both of the idiomatic expressions correct. To eat crow. To eat crow, again, is to... to say, all right, you were right. No, admitir que no tenías razón. To eat crow. And the second one is as the crow flies. Okay? As the crow flies means in a straight line, en línea recta. So the word we looked at there is the crow twice. Okay, let's see if anybody got it 100%. Excellent effort over there, Born to Iron Man. Really good. Kubla says, you're going to swallow your words. Yeah, you could say that. You're going to swallow your words straight. That doesn't sound too natural, though. When you see it's 1 minute straight ahead. Okay, I like what you did, but it doesn't sound very natural to me. Let's see, Claudia. Claudia says, you're going to eat crow when you realize it's a minute ahead as the crow flies. Claudia, that's great. We'll give it to Claudia over there. That is correct. A minute ahead or a minute away. Nobody put away. Remember, away is distancia. You nailed it, Claudia. And a nice round of applause for all of you. It's a tough one. Tough one today. But Claudia takes the cake. Okay, let me give you my example, which the only word I changed there was away. I said, you're going to eat crow when you see, or when you realize, porque cuando ves también, you can say, when you realize or when you see, it's a minute away. Es un minuto de aquí. It's a minute away as the crow flies. And as the crow fly means, crows, as the crow flies means in línea recta. So, if you haven't heard these expressions, now you have. And again, today, a lot of you guys got the expressions, but the structure was quite difficult or quite challenging. I don't like the word difficult. So there you go, guys. Excellent job. Then look, if you, I always tell you the easiest thing to do too, if you find, you come across some word, come across estopar con that you don't know, it's like eat crow. Te lo pone aquí. To be forced to admit an error. Okay? Tragarse sus palabras, comerse sus palabras, comer sus mentiras. Tragarse un sapo. Wow, I didn't know that one. Do you guys use that one? ¿Ves? Hay cosas que tragar un sapo. That's weird. And you know what? I remember reading it, and I don't remember it now. Eat crow etymology. Okay. Eat crow etymology. Eating crow is a colloquial idiom used in some English-speaking countries that means humiliation by admitting having been proven wrong after taking a strong position. The exact origin of the idiom is unknown, but it probably began with an American story published in 1850 about a dim-witted, dim-witted es que no es muy brillante, dim es las luces que no son tan, you dim the lights, apagaos, un poco apagado, un poco lentillo, right? So a dim-witted New York farmer. So it's one of those idiomatic expressions like break a leg, that has a million different origin stories, but none of them have been proven. So just remember, eat crow. If you remember, Russell Crowe is going to have to eat crow if that movie doesn't do well. Por ejemplo, I don't know. Or Cameron Crowe, the director that we mentioned before. Pero acuérdate, aunque esos se escriben con una S, se pronuncian igual. Que cuervo. And the last thing I'll say about a crow, too, is that crow is a verb in English. Okay? So crow. And what is a crow? Well, what is the verb to crow? To crow, it's what a rooster does. Jactarse, pavonearse. No, no. Cacarear. Cacerear. Oh, I always forget that one. To crow. So that's a good trivia question for somebody. Why does a rooster crow? ¿Por qué un gallo cuervo? All right, guys, as always, we're playing with words. I'm trying to come up with jokes, but as you guys know, I wasn't born to be a comedian. But either way, I'm going to die trying. Moriré en el intento. It's time for your joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. That's right. You're joking. Easiest part of the show, I think. All you have to do is see if you get today's joke. And if you get it, congratulations. You've not mastered the language, but You know quite a bit of vocabulary, so excellent job. All right, so this is a pun, as always, un juego de palabras. And here it goes. Let's see if you guys get it. Now, if you don't get it, don't worry, because I will explain it afterwards. All right, so here we go. A guy I know, you know what happened? He jumped off a bridge. Yeah, he jumped off a bridge in Cairo. Yeah, he was there on vacation, and he was going through a difficult time, and he jumped off a bridge. Right, to jump off a bridge. You jump out of a window, right? So he jumped off a bridge in Cairo. Yeah, it was crazy because for a long time before that, he was in denial. He was in denial. No? Nobody got my joke? He jumped off a bridge in Cairo, in Egypt. He's in denial. No. Huh? Did you at least get it? I'm not saying it's a great joke or anything, but did you at least get my joke? The crickets got it. Oh, yeah. They got it. He's in denial. No. All right. I see nobody's getting my jokes over here. Okay. Denial. To be in denial. What does this mean? Well, vamos a mirar la palabra primero. Como siempre digo, las raíces. Deny. Negar. Rechazar. Desmentir. Negarse. To deny. So if you ask me if that happened, I will deny everything. Negar todo. Okay, so good. But I said he's in denial. Okay, so if you are, vamos a ponerlo aquí, in denial, it means you're not admitting something. If you're in denial, estás en, you're not admitting reality. They talk about it a lot when they talk about alcoholism. So you have a friend that drinks a lot, for example, and you ask your, you tell your friend, hey man, you know, maybe you shouldn't drink as much because, you know, it's bad for you or whatever. And your friend says, nah, I don't drink a lot. But everybody else thinks that they do. That means you're in denial. Estás en una fase de negociación. En una fase de que no, no aceptas las cosas. You're denying things. You're in denial. You're not seeing the reality. So where's the joke? Well, as our friend Jason Jai points out, he's in denial. Denial. The Nile. El Nilo. No, no. Well, some American people say, especially in the New York area, they say he was in denial. And the Nile. También los irlandeses a veces no sacan la TH. And they say the, you know, the TH like a D. So he's in the Nile. He's in denial. He's in denial. Si lo dices rápido, suena casi igual. Te voy a decir, está en el Nilo primero. He's in denial. He's in denial. He's in denial. Okay, no es exactamente igual, but enough where we can make an amazing joke. Okay, it's not an amazing joke. But did you know the expression, to be in denial? Fase de negación. Excellent. Negarse a aceptar algo. You are in denial. No, no, it's impossible. You know, they say it also happens when someone loses a loved one. Cuando pierdes a un ser querido. At first, they're like, I'm sorry, but your uncle passed. Falleció tu tío. And at first, you're like, no, impossible. Can't. He's too young. Yeah, it was a car accident. You know what? I'm sorry. You're in denial. Your brain does not want to believe that reality. All right, guys. So I hope that you're not in denial. I hope that if you're in the Nile in Egypt, you be careful with those crocodiles, esos cocodrilos. All right. Again, once again, a horrible joke. But if you guys learn something in English, job done. Right now, it's time for famous birthday trivia. Right, My amigos, it's Famous Birthdays, only on the show with no name. And I hope you guys are ready to celebrate. I'm in a celebratory mood. So let's see who our birthday boys and birthday girls are today. The first person was born in 1957, in the late 50s. Remember, the early 50s is principios de. The mid 50s is mediados de. And the late 50s are finales de. Y eso con todas las décadas. Okay, it's a good one to know if you didn't know these three structures. So this guy was born in the mid to late. Ahí sí, it's 57 está entre los dos, right? The mid to late 50s. He's an American director, producer, screenwriter, journalist, author, and actor. When does he sleep? I don't know. But he started out as an editor at Rolling Stone magazine when he was young. And he traveled around and covered bands such as the Allman Brothers Band. When he was a young kid, he was on the road with all these amazing, like, rock bands. And you can imagine all the stuff he experienced as a young teenager. And that's chronicled in one of his movies called Almost Famous. Okay. His last name is pronounced like the word cuervo. You see what happened there? What other movies did this guy do? Say Anything. He was involved in Say Anything, which he wrote and directed, which was today's name, that movie. Were you paying attention? I said his name before. Also, his first screenwriting effort, como guionista, was for a classic comedy in the United States. I don't remember what it was called in Spanish. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. This is a movie with Sean Penn and many other famous actors. And it was penned, otra forma de decir escrito, pen como bolígrafo, it was penned by this guy. Jerry Maguire as well. That was kind of his biggest success. And I have to say, I'm a fan of this guy. He's always got a musical element in all of his movies. Music is such an, I mean, obviously somebody who's worked for Rolling Stone their whole life and gone on the road with such amazing bands. Well, they've got to have them. They can't take the musical element out of their movies, out of their stories. So this guy. Now, our second famous birthday is a guy whose last name is Puentes. We were just talking about Puentes, bridges. And this guy was born in 1989. He's an American soul singer. And he's best known for a song, this huge hit that he had in 2015. It's a song called Coming Home. Beautiful song, if you haven't heard it. It was on Spotify. I think it was in the top 10 most viral tracks. Remember, you say viral, we say viral. And, well, it's the album has the same name, Coming Home. Really, really cool album. This guy, though, he was born in Atlanta, Georgia. And, well, he started to move around, es desplazarse a muchos sitios. He ended up in Fort Worth, Texas, which is where he grew up. And when he was a young kid, he started playing the guitar and writing lyrics. And, well, now he's a famous musician. He's worked with so many people. He's been on Saturday Night Live. He also worked with Pharrell Williams, the guy who does Because I'm Happy. You know that one. So this guy, if you haven't heard of him, you're going to love him. His music sounds like music from another time. It reminds me a little bit of Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse has that sound, that voice that sounds like it's coming from another generation, another time, another place. This guy has that same sound. He doesn't sound like Amy Winehouse, but I mean that capturing another time and place. And it's because that's the music he grew up on. That's the music he listened to as he was living in all these different places. And eventually he started to play the music and make his own. And the rest is history. And today's his birthday. Last but not least, we've got a guy who was born in 1940. He's an English actor, director, producer. He has been working in show business for six decades. That's 60 years, over six decades. He's been nominated for every award out there. He's won awards for his acting. He's intense. Some of the things you would recognize him in as Jean-Luc Picard in the Star Trek Next Generation and the subsequent films. He was also, or is, I should say, Professor Charles Xavier in the X-Men series as well. And this guy, wow, what a voice. He's got a powerful voice. And I remember as an actor, somebody who studied acting, I loved watching this guy because he's tremendous. You can see how much work he puts into his roles. Let's see. We've got some winners over here. Today's famous birthdays are Cameron Crowe, Leon Bridges, and Patrick Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your buddy, born to Iron Man. Also, Harrison Ford, Julius Caesar, and the guy who invented the Rubik's Cube. Born to Iron Man, you're hired. Estás contratado, tío. All right, well, our Say What soundbite was none other than Patrick Stewart. That's right, actor Patrick Stewart, and he's talking about the final scene in X-Men, and he says, I was thrilled. Estaba encantadísimo. I was thrilled when I came across that scene. And to come across something is to, we looked at it earlier, topar con ello, ¿no? So I was thrilled when I came across that scene, cuando me lo encontré. And I think maybe not the first draft es borrador, but the second draft, la segunda versión. And because you have to know, it is the scene or a scene like that, tal como eso, that our audience is going to be looking for. O sea, dice como actor, él sabe que esa es chicha, esa escena. He goes, they're going to want that to happen. Quieren que pase eso. It's a no-brainer. Es de cajón. I think you say in Spanish. All right, so he was saying what an honor it was when he read that scene in X-Men, Days of Future Past. I won't tell you what happens in the scene, but when he read it, he goes, wow, what an honor to do this scene, because this is the scene. So here it is, folks. It's Patrick Stewart talking about doing Professor X in X-Men.
I was thrilled when I came across that scene in I think maybe not the first draft, but the second draft. And because you have to know it is the scene or a scene like that that the our audience are going to be looking for. They're going to want that to happen. It's a no-brainer.
There you go, folks. You could learn the word no-brainer from Patrick Stewart. Did you ever think you were going to learn the word no-brainer from classically trained actor Patrick Stewart on his birthday? Only on the show with no name, folks. All right, well, it's time for our final section, and that's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Lyric, and that is our final section. So this is usually the point of the show where I say thank you. Thank you so much for choosing Vaughn Radio, for choosing the show with no name. It's a pleasure to spend this 2 hours with you guys every day. Just remember, up next, you've got Ximena and her amazing voice and her great program, which is great. You just heard an American accent for 2 hours. Well, right now, you got Ximena with a lovely London accent, and that's in her program, Test Your English. And you guys are warmed up, so you should do well on all the different challenges she's prepared for you. And then, remember, you've got a date with Rob and Andrea in the lunchtime show. And where's that? That is on Twitch. And if you put Twitch/Vaughn Radio, you can check out their live interactive show. All right. And that, and of course, I didn't even mention all the afternoon shows. You got tons and tons of great programs. So make sure you download the Vaughn Radio app. Again, check out our master's program if you're interested, our Vaughn Tienda. And thank you. Thank you for learning with us. It's a pleasure to have you guys on board with us every day. Here we go, guys. Here's today's Name That Lyric. Chica, chica, chica. Bueno, bebé, bebé, bebé. Pero yo lo traduje como chica, chica, chica. Voy para casa o vengo para casa. A tu amor tierno y dulce. Tú eres mi única mujer. Wow. Y el mundo me deja mal sabor de boca. The world leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, right? A bitter taste, bitter, amargo. So, como deja mal sabor de boca. Tú eres la única que quiero. Eso me suena a otra canción. You're the one that I want. No, pero no es esa. Quiero estar contigo, o quiero estar cerca de ti, o a tu alrededor. Sería literal. I want to be around. Quiero estar ahí. Quiero estar a tu alrededor. Anybody figuring it out? Thank you, by the way. Thank you for all your comments. I'm getting all the amazing comments. You guys make my day, too. So thank you so much for being a part of my day and my classroom, my crazy classroom. And our winner on the final section today, give it up for Born to Iron Man. It's Coming Home by Leon Bridges. Remember I told you before, if you haven't heard Leon Bridges, you should give him a listen. Well, don't worry. I decided to prepare it for you. So you don't have to do very much except just Google the lyrics and sing it with me. This is Leon Bridges, the birthday boy, and his song, Coming Home. Baby.